morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Veronica.
Good morning, Veronica. And where are you?
Toronto.
Oh, welcome to the call. You've been on before, yes?
Yes.
Okay. How's it going up in Toronto?
Oh, very good. Very. We're going to have nice weather for summer weather for Thanksgiving.
Oh, when is your Thanksgiving? It's coming up.
This weekend. Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it the same Thanksgiving that we celebrate in the States?
Yes, the same, except I think right after Thanksgiving you have like a big sale or something.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. Everybody starts shopping for Christmas, right, the next day.
Yes, we don't have, but it's a big thing, you know, family, turkey, you eat
Yeah. And so what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving?
Actually, we're going to do vegetarian.
Are you?
And yes.
Is your family fighting that?
Sorry?
Is your family fighting that?
It's actually just my husband and myself. My kids are away at school.
Oh, okay.
They wouldn't be coming because they're in other provinces.
I see.
But we're going to invite a family from our church and then a bachelor. He's alone, so we'll have him with us as well.
And is either of them a vegetarian or a vegan?
No, but
surprise, huh?
I told them, we toyed about maybe doing turkey or something because they were coming, and I just said no. There will be plenty for them to eat and be satisfied and be happy, and it's just it's our lifestyle, so we want to stay within our lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a lot of recipes.
Good. How it goes.
You know, sorry?
You'll have to let us know how it goes so that when our Thanksgiving comes, we'll have some tips.
Yes, yes, yes.
Great. Okay, anyone else want to say hello?
Morning, Nancy. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Who else is here?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Monty's aboard.
Monty's here. And how are you, Monty?
Great this morning. Thank you.
Good. Who else do we have on? Okay. It's a small group this morning. Well, as Veronica alluded to, we're having summer in Cleveland also. We are like almost 20 degrees above normal. So it's hot here. How are things going with Onita? You haven't been on for a little while. How are things in Kansas?
Well, it was in the upper 70s when I got up this morning.
Uh-huh. Ooh, that's warm. Keep it up there, please.
Yeah.
And how is the new lifestyle working with you?
Well, pretty good. I'm still struggling with my husband, but other than that, we're doing fine.
Well, I know how that is.
Right.
And are your measurements changing?
No, they're not, but then I haven't gotten out and walked the last couple of weeks either. I just got my shoes back from the repair shop this morning, or yesterday, so I can get out and walk again. I wore the heels down, so I had to go have them fixed.
Oh, I did that on my first pair also. And my Velcro stopped working.
Hmm. No, my Velcro still works.
Good, yeah. We have anybody else who wants to say hello?
Mary Jane, good morning.
Hi, Mary Jane, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you, Jeannie?
No, I haven't heard Jeannie.
Oh!
It's Nancy from Cleveland.
Oh,
and it's not rude.
You see how I relate you two together, don't you?
I know. That's what I figured, yeah. Okay.
I can't think of one of you without the other one.
The mind goes one place and the mouth goes another.
Especially first thing in the morning.
It's early for you out there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Someone else want to say hello?
Hi, Nancy. It's Margaret from Texas.
Hey, welcome back. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Are you on the new lifestyle?
Oh, somewhat.
Okay. Have you been having any challenges we can help you with?
I need some more variety. I need to sit down and plan my meals so that I...
Yeah, it does get hard when you get into a, and that's what I am. My husband said he would do it if I make the food taste good. He doesn't like my choices that are very mundane and routine. And so that's, I guess, an incentive for me to start looking at recipes.
I know the opposite. He's complaining because I'm trying too many new recipes and we don't have any. Why don't you send me some of the food and then I don't have to worry about it.
I'll send you my husband. You send me yours. Somebody else wanted to say something there. Okay.
I think it's all the spices, because my husband and I went on a cruise and I chose all vegetarian for the most part, and but one of the best things I had was an Indian dish, and it's full of we call them chickpeas down here, garbanzo beans, just different things like that, and it was so good, but it was all in the spices, and I just thought, oh, I need to know what those are, because I get so used to doing what I am used to, I don't even know going into the store what I should buy to make it.
Yeah.
That way, you know what I mean? So,
talking about cumin on the call, and I have never bought that. I will have to try that one of these days.
I love cumin. That works with. That's probably a lot. Yeah, there's some in the Indian, and then I use it for Mexican all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, that's good to know. I did make the a roll up that I thought was really good, and all I used was rice where I had cut in some veggies as I was cooking it, and some beans, and put some lettuce on top. It was really good. So that's a suggestion, but I need to start taking the time to look for some recipes that I don't have to make every day, that I can just pull out. I do have some tomato soup in the freezer, which I will start pulling out. I have to make some room so I can make some other soups. But
we had an opportunity to go to a potluck. And so I decided, I'm going to take some tabbouleh. I made the tabbouleh, and that was one of the first things to go. And everybody was saying, oh, this is so good. I want the recipe. This is so good. I thought, isn't that interesting? I think we all like to have something different.
Why don't you send that recipe to Mary Lou, and when she gets back, she'll send it down.
It's the one in the Rave Diet book.
Okay, well, there are people who don't have that book.
Especially
since it was so popular. That would be great.
I've got a potluck coming up too. I'm going to have to try that.
That's the one book I don't have, so that would be helpful to have. I have to get that book. What is in tabbouleh? I know that I've seen it and probably tasted it. My son just brought it up the other day, and I said, I'm not sure what's in it.
It's one of the main ingredients is bulgur wheat, which is kind of a...
Do you have to cook the bulgur wheat, or do you use it raw?
You cook it, but you actually don't really cook it. You boil water and then just let it soak. For about half an hour, you put the wheat in the water to get it to soak. So it's not hard. And then you use a tomato, a chopped tomato, chopped cucumber. Let's see.
Okay, I know it.
Parsley is another one that gives it the taste.
Okay.
Is it hot or is it cold?
Sure.
Cold.
And when you eat it on something?
I don't think you have to, but it would be great in a wrap. You could use it either in a lettuce wrap or even a pita bread, pita pocket thing. It'd be really good that way. And the nice thing about it is you can change it out and do different, I think the original uses olive oil and lemon juice, but the one that I had said you could use different, whatever kind of dressing you want. So I actually did use prepared dressing for the one that I took to my potluck. And I think I used, I don't remember, but I thought, most people would like ranch, but I think I used something else. But you could even use just the ranch seasoning packet without putting the oil or mayonnaise in it.
Right. The only thing there are live ingredients in that little packet. I used to use that also.
Oh, is there? Oh, I didn't know that.
Read the ingredients, including possibly, and I don't remember for sure, MSG. But, you're only using a drop, so you have to weigh whether it's something you want to do or not. Yeah. Interestingly, on on the Today Show, tomorrow's the big wedding, and they were talking today about the rehearsal dinner, and there was a woman who I think was Italian, and she was making this huge pot of pasta, and she said, I make sure it's 100% durum wheat. And I, when I first saw it, I thought, why isn't she using the right pasta, but she was. And she made a like a pesto over it. She used a food processor, and she used cherry tomatoes, almonds, basil, garlic, something else, some kind of a pepper something, a little bit of salt, and she just whipped it up in there. So easy. It was a little different kind of a pesto sauce. And it came out in a like an orangey color rather than the green that we're used to. So that's another, it came out thick, so you don't really need a lot on the pasta mixing it up. So.
Which channel is that?
That's NBC.
NBC?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go online and see if I can find it.
Actually, what time do you normally get it? Is it over by?
It probably goes another hour, yeah.
Okay, you might be, I think it was in the last hour. The last original hour. We have four, they've extended it an extra hour now.
Yeah.
So our fourth hour there's an hour break in between. But, yeah, it was interesting. Anyone have any questions? Everybody's just sliding through. That's great.
Yeah, I've got to tell you what's happened with me. I have fought cholesterol all of my life. The doctor's always saying, you've got to go on Lipitor, you've got to do this, your cholesterol is way high. And anyway, when I told him that I was doing the, doing what I was doing, doing the advanced lifestyle, he was not very happy with me.
Really?
And I went in and got my test. I just got my test back for the first time ever.
And?
Everything is below where it needs to be. It's very, very normal. Everything, the whole thing is just absolutely perfect.
Do you have your numbers with you, Brenda, Mary Jane?
What?
Do you have the numbers to tell us or not?
I haven't got the numbers.
Oh, okay.
But my high cholesterol, the bad cholesterol is 130.
And
I was running 230 or more. Everything was way down.
That is awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just so... I haven't talked to the doctor. When I first got on it... Am I echoing or what?
No, somebody else is talking and forgetting that they're not on mute.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
But I have been on this now, it basically almost from the start.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to get this down because I was in to see him probably about 3 weeks ago, and it was still my LDL. The only thing he took was my LDL,
mm-hmm.
and it was still high.
Wow.
And I said, I've got to go back and get a complete test. I wanted the whole thing. And I showed him exactly the report that I wanted. I said,
mm-hmm.
I want this total blood work done. And it came back, now. So if you don't get, like, I know that Mary Lou and Larry got really quick results.
Yeah, I got
quick results with
mm-hmm.
it. It took me a while.
Everybody's body is different. I've always said that even as far as people react to magnets or whatever else we're doing,
mm-hmm.
your body's going to do what it needs to do. As frustrating as it can be when we hear people who are losing 20 pounds the first week or whose blood is turning from bad to good in overnight. If your body can't do that, it certainly is not going to.
Yeah, because I've been on this almost from the beginning.
Right.
So it took me a long time for my body to whip into shape.
And wait, it's not your challenge, I know that. That is great.
So anyway, keep that in mind. If other people are not getting the results that they were hoping, just stay with it because it will happen.
As frustrating as it can be, and challenging.
Nancy, how do you think this is going to do for the knees? I'm just going home from a yoga class, and I saw those knees are killing me. And hoping that oxygen is going to help me out better this year.
Is that from a pose that you were in yoga? Do you think?
No, that's just from worn out knees.
Uh-huh.
And I think that I was sitting someone today. I'm thinking about getting rid of it and getting some new ones.
Mm.
I'm going sitting, of course, you know. But I tell you, unbelievable.
Do you ever use the elastomag wrap on your knee?
The what?
The elastomag wrap.
I have used them, and they help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I usually use the what do you call the super minis one on each side. That's the best thing that helps me.
Then do that. Again with the osteodens, I'm sure most of you heard Vance's call with that. In fact, we got an email yesterday that Brad is keeping that call on indefinitely if you want to send people to it. And again, you know, people had one. Well, the best part about that call, if you guys missed it, was the very first person was a pharmacy person, a drug person, who explained what osteodens actually does, which is really educational to listen to. But, you know, there are people who, again, got immediate results and are happy as clams. And there are many of us who have seen no changes. Or sometimes the changes are just very subtle, like they are with any other of our products. And we just have to remember that research is showing that it is affecting our bodies. And it just may take longer.
I was going to ask whether you're using joint.
I do, and I also use the, the rub, the cream.
The Neantrine.
Right, I use all of that, but I don't know what's going on with those knees, you know? Just like the top of the knee, not even in these ones, but the top of the knee.
Have you tried the energizer, the body energizer?
I have not tried the energizer, no, I have not.
Because people have actually felt it all the way up to their waist, and I've been trying to get more tuned into using that, and I've been using it for a good half hour, 45 minutes every night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you might want to try.
I was
thinking about the Kinko Wave, but I use the other one, the Palm Mag.
Uh-huh.
I use that one. Let me ask you something. What is the Palm Mag? What's the, another thing that works sometimes is the thing, not making it anymore. The what?
The little pinch unit.
Right. But I'm finding that the product after a while, do you find that the little electrical thing that goes in there to get the nicotine going doesn't work after a while?
And the Solaten?
The Solaten on the Palm Mag, on all of them. You know, it seems to me that they just don't make that connection.
Oh.
And then hold that in. You know, you have to hold that in there to make it go.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I have not had that happen.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Well, I had a chiropractor that was in my organization. She would use five of those a year for that very same reason. She said she loved it, but that would wear out. It wouldn't be sticking, you know, getting the connection properly.
The contact.
The contact, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In regard to the Kinko Wave, were you talking about that as well? Because you can adapt it. I had that problem, and I just got the adapter, or the new, it's not called an adapter, but the new outlet, the connector, whatever it is called. So at least I didn't have to buy the whole thing.
That was for the Wave? That was for the Wave?
Yes, uh-huh.
So anyway, you know, everybody's body is different, and we just have to be patient with what's going on in our bodies. And many of us have suffered with these challenges for a very long time, as we have with our weight. And so we're not going to just automatically wake up tomorrow and be skinny and nothing's going to hurt if it's something we've been dealing with for a long time, unless we're really lucky. Anyone else?
One of the things that I am on the body energizer when I'm on the phone on this call. It's a time that I'm sitting quiet. I know I'm sitting quiet.
somebody was mentioning, you know, when do you use a body energizer? This would be one of the times that you could use it while you're on the phone, and you're killing two birds with one stone that way. Just a thought.
Anyone else have any questions, concerns, comments? Another article that was in the O magazine, the October one, was The Way We Eat by David Katz, who is an MD. I just want to read a couple of things that I highlighted. He said he's seen evidence that suggests that antibiotic use in livestock may contribute as much to the emergence of antibiotic-resistant germs as the extensive use of the drugs in hospitals. I thought that was really kind of interesting. And he says, you know, people want to lose love handles or weight here, there, or wherever on their body, and can't target one area of your body with healthy eating or aerobic exercise. Obviously, the only option is cosmetic surgery, which, of course, we're not going to go there. Your genetic makeup and hormone levels will dictate where your body stores excess calories as fat. Those genes and hormones also determine where you lose weight first, and it's really rarely from the place you want to lose it. And he says muscles will build, the muscles you build will provide you with the energy that you have. So, interesting articles in this month's magazine.
I'll tell you, this morning I was watching the news before Good Morning America came on, and they had a local nutritionist on, and they were talking about something that Mary Lou was talking about the other day in a Chinese restaurant, that Bok, B-O-K, and also Red Cabbage, how it's so, you know, so good for the body, and has all these things in it. And I said, geez, every time I turn on the television now, basically, they are coming right into line with what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Slowly but surely, they're following exactly what we're saying all along.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
It's like the pink elephant in the living room. Or when you buy a car that you think it's a color that you haven't seen for a long time, all of a sudden you buy it, and what do you see? That car's color is all over the place.
That's right.
So, yeah, and you know, I think part of it's that, but part of it is they are changed, you know, it's very gradual. I think about this so often. When I was a child, my father had a grocery store, and I think about, he had two of them, actually, and I'll bet he could have put both of those grocery stores just in the front of any of our supermarkets now. And what are these supermarkets filled with primarily? Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It takes me so little time to grocery shop now. I go in, I go to the produce department, and I will look in the pasta department sometimes. That's about it.
Well, last night I finally made the cabbage. I don't know that was my husband who wanted that. The cabbage and the collard greens and the sweet potato, and I had some 16 bean soup left over. And I had the salad. Well, I didn't know what to leave, so I did not eat the salad in case I didn't have enough room. I had, you know, didn't have room for that. And sure enough, after you were eating, I did not have enough room for the salad.
Huh.
But it was absolutely delicious.
So did you make the collard greens with the cabbage and the sweet potatoes all in one container, or did you make them separately?
Oh, no. The sweet potatoes go into the oven, you bake them for an hour.
Okay,
that's just sweet potatoes. I just like them like a baked potato. I didn't put anything on them.
Okay.
Sweet enough, and
then
the collard greens, I put them. They're already chopped from the supermarket, and then I bought a half a cabbage, and I didn't buy. I took a cabbage, sliced it in half, and chopped that up and put it in. I put a little bit of that vegetable broth in there, and some of that stock, bite, something like that.
Okay.
And that was good. And that was it. I was going to make some carrots, but I was going to need another color in there. But nope, my husband said he liked it like that, and that was fine with me.
Uh-huh.
You know? So that was very, very quick. Now, it's his turn tonight, so he's figuring out what can he make to go with the leftovers we had last night. I didn't have it to cook so much.
Yeah. So he's finally starting to cook, and you're not going out for dinner every other night?
Well, we didn't go last night because it was my turn.
tonight
you
said he's
going to
make.
Right now, tonight is his turn, and if he wants to go out, it's up to him. Or if not, he can, you know, make, maybe he can do what you said, make a pasta with those collard greens
or rice, I throw vegetables in there. Well, for cooking, because they always garlic, always. I put a whole head of garlic in. And one time I threw some eggplant out of the garden because I didn't know what else to do with it right now, and I threw that into the rice and some zucchini. Sometimes at the end I'll throw in a little bit of red pepper for color. Green pepper, you know, it's a great thing. That way you only dirty one pot.
Well, he just said he's going to make rice, so. The rice that I get is already cooked. You know, you just put it in water.
Okay.
That's how it comes out of the store. I know it's a little more expensive that way because I've been telling my daughter for years to cook hers in the pot, but that's what she saw me doing when she was coming up. That's what she still does. You know?
When you cook it yourself, it does take like an hour. I don't know. That long before, but I probably
haven't
as much as I am now at a time. I have to make the beans one of these days because it's good with beans, and that'll last for a long time, too.
Well, that's true.
There's rice cookers out there, too, that you can take and cook your rice in.
I purchased a rice cooker. Remember when I came on and asked about that, they said it should be a stainless steel. I'm thinking about taking mine back to the store because it's not stainless steel. And somebody, I think it was Char, said if I found a stainless steel one, to let her know. Well, I don't know if there's any stainless steel or anything. I wrote the company a letter asking them did they make them in stainless steel, and if they didn't, if they would be so kind as to know if they knew one of their competitors that did, would they let me know, because I had a special situation. So I haven't heard from them yet. Who knows? It takes, you know, weeks before the right person gets the letter.
Right, and yours was Teflon, right? The one that you took back?
No, it was about a magic. It didn't look Teflon, but I still have it at the house.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like it's not steel. What is that other thing? Aluminum. Yeah.
Okay, mine is heavy plastic.
Using that over just a pot is what, Mary Jane?
Well, it's got water in the bottom, and then I put the container, the rice and the water in the container, and then it steams it. And it just comes out very nice and fluffy.
Okay. And it does not stick to the pot or to the plastic?
No. No.
I have it made in mine, so I don't know if it would stick to the aluminum or not.
Yeah, no, and it comes out, you know, like I said, it comes out nice. I was trying cooking it. I had never really cooked rice, and it was coming out yucky. And I thought, well, I got this rice cooker. Why am I trying to cook it otherwise? So,
how long does it usually take to cook like a cup?
Well, it depends upon what I have, and I do have the instructions, and it depends upon the type of rice.
The dark brown rice
and mm-hmm. that takes longer to cook.
Right. So you think it takes about the same time as if you're doing it in a pot?
I don't know, because every time I tried to cook in the pot, it came out like a mess.
What was that say? It usually is faster, because I used to work for a lady that had one.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out, it's faster than just doing it in the pot.
Mm.
Yeah, and it just comes out nice.
I know the one that I make, the bag specifically, or I think it's the bag specifically says, I think you cook it for 50 minutes, and do not take the lid off until the 50 minutes is up, which is interesting because I used to peek.
But Wei said one day to soak your rice first before you cook it, and it really shortens the cooking time.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that would.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions, comments, concerns? Anyone have a recipe that they've found is really spectacular? Okay.
Well, yeah, I would like the collard greens. I'm from the West Coast and I'm completely unfamiliar with cooking them, but I think that they've got them at the health food store that I go to. How did you cook them, and you know, how do you cook
them? Basically, I cook them just like I cook cabbage. I don't do anything special with them. A lot of people like to do things, but I have always just made them like you do with spinach, put them in the pot, put water in them, put seasoning in them, and when they become tender, eat them, you know?
Okay. What do you use for seasoning?
I use generally, sometimes I do put a little, you know, the crushed red pepper. I like that in them. I do put some regular pepper, and there's sometimes I put, what is that, sea salt, or kosher salt, depending on, you know, how it's tasting.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I'm not a very spicy eater. I'm a very blah eater.
And you don't cook very long, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The plainer it is, the better I like it. Now, my husband the other day went to a health food store and he found something for a snack. We hadn't had a snack since we started this. And they have something in this, what is the name of that? Those snacks you put. The one was like a brown, tortilla chips. Those were tortilla chips. One was like a brown, which had the least amount of everything in it, and that's when I like it. It is so dull and plain. And the other one was like a corn cilantro, almost like a cilantro Spanish type of a taste. But he loves that.
Huh.
And he can eat that chili with all the Mexican food. He loves that taste, but I don't like that. I just like a very plain taste.
Uh-huh.
But he ate that. But what I noticed, all of the brown ones were disappearing. You know what he did? He'd eat all the brown ones, and same day, he didn't know how to boat.
They can become addicting, too.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. But you hadn't had any, and I do notice now, anytime you think of eating food, you know, running over to getting a few out of there.
Right. I've been buying rice cakes that says 100% brown rice. And I hadn't eaten rice cakes for years because on the original lifestyle, they were not legal.
Uh-huh.
If you read the labels, because so many of them have cheese in them or artificial everything, and this one just says 100% brown rice, so I'm assuming it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they weren't as messy to eat. I wish they came in a chip kind of a thing. That would have been easier to pop in my mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you use that and put some kind of something on top of them, too, if you want to spice it.
Well, my husband has been using that for another thing. He's been using salsa. He uses that very, very hot salsa, and I like very, very mild.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a strong stomach.
Oh, well, no, he really doesn't. I have a strong stomach. So I guess he takes it and suffer the consequences later.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for saying that, because that's one of the things I do with my rice cakes is I actually crunch them because they do somewhat fall apart when you try to eat them and they go all over. I just take them and put them in a little bowl and crunch them up with a fork or break them up in my hands or do whatever, and then I add some sort of a sauce, or a mild salsa. I use mild salsa to it, and it's a wonderful snack.
Thank you.
I never thought of doing that. I just eat a plain. I'm looking for something to give me the crunch I'm looking for and a little bit of fullness. So I do it when I'm hungry or when I need a crunch.
Huh.
Salsa's a good idea, though. We should get Jeannie to sell us all salsa makers.
That makes the best salad dressing, too, for any kind of tossed salad.
Ah. Good thinking. Wow. It was interesting when I was at my doctor's a couple weeks ago, and he was trying to figure out why my blood went the wrong way, and he said, you say you eat a lot of salad, how much dressing do you think you're using? And I really had to stop and think, and I finally said, about a teaspoon. He said, no, wait a minute. You're telling me to eat a huge salad, how can you just use a teaspoon? I said, I never liked a lot of salad dressing. If they put it on when it comes out at a restaurant, when I say on the side, if it's already on, I send it back because I can't eat it when it's coming. So, you know, I'm sure he was looking for the oil content in that. When I have it at home, I certainly control it, and I do not use a lot of salad dressing.
So you put it on the side too, Nancy.
Oh, absolutely. And I dip my fork in. I dip my fork in and then put it on my salad.
Yeah, that works really well.
And that works, so that's a Weight Watchers trick.
Yeah, in fact, when I met my son at Wild Oats the other day, I took a packet of some kind of vinaigrette dressing in a packet, and I never even opened it because of the way the salad, and I had a gorgeous lunch with all these, it was a salad bar, and I never even opened the packet, and I said to Mary, I wonder if I paid for this, and I went back and dumped it into the thing because I figured I'm not going to use it, and then I saw the thing and it had 49 cents, and I was afraid to take it out again and take it and tell them I paid for it before, so I just left it. But that's a lot of money for that packet that I never opened.
I should have had them take it off your bill.
I should have. I didn't realize I paid that. It turned out that's the day I lost my Flex in the bathroom, too, so it was a very expensive one.
Bad day.
So on top of the 4 times 10.
You know, Nancy, when I use the Flex, I always use the belt. When we travel, I learned this from very early on. My husband and I we travel a lot, and we were halfway, 100 miles away when I reached down to touch my stomach and realized that my Flex was back in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We turned around. It was still there. It was still there, so we went and got it. But from that moment on, whenever I'm traveling and I have to have that backpack, I wear the belt.